pity. Good Master Collins, I how mildly spoke one day on mercy to some cruel folk. No, no, have mercy on a helpless head, and don't be cruel to a soul, he said. When Babylon's king, once cast within the fiery furnace, in his spite, the veteran souls, whose only sin were prior to the god a might, he found a fourth, without a name, awaken wi' him in the flame. And so, whenever we made hurt from spite, or from disdain a brother's soul, or making smart wi' keen and needless pain, another that we midn't know is always wi'en in his woe, for you to know, our Lord ha' cried, be faith, my brethren, abide in me, the living vine, as branches in a living tree. Whatever you've a done to mine is all a done to me. Oh, when the newborn child, the earth's new guest, do lie and heave his little breast in pillared sleep, with sweetest breath of sinless days drew rosy lips a drain, then, if a hand can smite un in his den a life to darksome death, oh, where can pity ever have wooled her wings of swiftness from their holy flight, to leave a heart of flesh and blood so cold at such a touching sight? And so, mid meek's old pity still be sent to check our evil will, and keep the helpless soul from woe, and hold the hardened heart from sin. For they that can but mercy show shall all their fathers' mercy win.